The reading today is from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6a. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him, that even he does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor. He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." And he was amazed at their lack of faith. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Our sermon text is the lesson that you have already heard read today from the book of Mark. And it ends with a unique statement that Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith. So far, our text. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. Twice, only twice in all of Scripture is there a place where it says that Jesus was amazed. Other people get amazed all the time about Jesus, but only twice is Jesus amazed. Once, in the book of Luke, we get Jesus' amazement at a centurion's faith. This is somebody who shouldn't have had the faith, wouldn't have had the faith. Why did he have the faith? Don't know how that came about, but he had faith that Jesus was able to do this great miraculous healing for his daughter, even though he wasn't one of the people, one of the Jews, as far as anyone would understand. He was amazed at his faith, and he granted that healing. Here, the exact opposite, sadly. He's amazed and at a whole village, their lack of faith, unbelief. What amazes you? What are things that are amazing for us? I recall hearing that word amazing so many times on TV, like on the shopping channels. Amazing offers, amazing deals, amazing sparkle, amazing shape, amazing. Everything there is amazing. It's a really fantastic thing. It's so amazing that we have to tell you about it 24 hours a day, round the clock. Who is still buying stuff at 3:30 in the morning? Stop it. I'm amazed that people do that. I'm amazed we actually have such thing. I remember when those infomercials first started and they were only 15 minutes long or something. I'm thinking, that's way too long. And now they go 24 hours and now they have multiple channels to talk about way too long. The amazing animals that they show in shows, the amazing video clips that you can get to see on certain programs, amazing feats of strength. If you've ever seen such things, maybe in a circus or a carnival or other types of places where they're doing these bodybuilding, and wow, those folks just amazing, the muscles, the definition, and they've got bumps and bulges that I didn't know could bump and bulge. That's pretty amazing. It's amazing. The amazing Houdini. I love magicians. I used to think that would be such a cool thing to be one of those illusionists. All the others that, you can get the amazing Spider-Man. I missed the movie coming out. I was gone. I was either in Tampa or Belize, but one of those places went amazing. I'll see it eventually here, I know. How about the amazing rescues that we hear about on the news? People, we get swift water rescues, things like that. People in these dangerous areas. Amazing bargains that you can get down at the store that they advertise. And then there's that one in particular thing that I had as a child. Actually tried it again as an adult. Amazing sea monkeys. Remember those? Used to advertise them in the back of the comic books for 50 cents, plus shipping and handling, which was like $3.50. You could get these little packets and a plastic thing. I wanted to call it a cage because you're putting animals in it, but it's not a cage. It's a little aquarium type thing, but it's very tiny. Probably only holds like 16 ounces of water. You pour in this packet, and then you pour in this packet, and then when you see some movement, you pour in this packet, and you have amazing sea monkeys, brine shrimp, if you weren't aware of that. And they do amazing tricks, acrobatics, and you can train them. Yeah, right. I'm training something that has a brain smaller than the opposite end of the head of a pin, you know? they're barely that size themselves and do tricks, right? Well, that was amazing. It was fun, if not amazing. It was fun. We're amazed and we marvel at many things. You go back to the Old Testament and the amazing works of God. God parts the Red Sea. God appears as a pillar of fire or as a pillar of cloud for the folks to protect them. God goes as a cloud over his people, protecting them in the desert. God provides for his people in the desert for 40 years with manna and quail and brings water to them in places where there is no water. God does these amazing, amazing things. God sends out his angels before his people even go into battle and has already had thousands of them slain by angels at times. God opens up the earth to swallow those who are enemies of his people. God did all kinds of it's just amazing feats after amazing feats in the Old Testament. You get to the New Testament and Jesus does the amazing things. He heals, he performs miracles, he walks on water, he calms storms, he brings fishermen the opportunity to catch fish that there's so many of, they're breaking the nets. They can't even bring in their hauls. What an amazing Jesus we have. And there's the biggest amazing thing that God does, is God takes on human form. Jesus is God incarnate. Jesus comes down and becomes one of us. That is an amazing thing. And his life lived for us, and his death and resurrection from the cross for us, for the forgiveness of sins, for the people then and for the people of all time, past, present for him, and our present as well as future. Jesus was there. What an amazing God we have in Jesus. And then we get to something that truly amazes me, probably most of all. And that's that as we know this Jesus as our Savior, and we know this God in our life, we become just a little too familiar with him, perhaps. In that, I think we take advantage of this relationship. Or we neglect the way this relationship should be. We can sing what a friend we have in Jesus, but never forget that friend is God Almighty. And every single day as we go out, that God is with us, and that God is watching over us, that God is taking care of us, that God is providing for us, that God is blessing us. He's protecting us from the cars as we cross the street, the thing that could have happened when you're driving somewhere. He's giving you life and breath every single day. The fact that you're able to sit upright and breathe right now is a gift from God. And we take for granted so much of what God is doing on an every single day basis because we become too familiar with this God. We think of this God and we go to this God when our time schedule presents it. I'm going to pray here. I'm going to have devotions here. I'm going to have a Bible study here. We set aside these times for God, and we don't always think about the fact that God is involved in every single minute of our life. He's there. And how should we behave as someone going about in this world recognizing God is with us in every single moment? There are some people that do it a lot better than the rest of us. Someone like Mother Teresa in her work in Calcutta. Now, she was a sinner too. She had her own stuff going on. We don't talk about that. We talk about the good stuff she did. And that's what we've always done too, though, with those faithful servants of God. You go back to the New Testament, we tend to talk about the positives, not the negatives. We recall, though, that they were all sinners. And we know that. That's not going to be our focus, but we know that, and that's what also unites us with them. Because we're all sinners, but we're also saints. We're all children of God that He's brought together for a purpose. He's brought us into fellowship for a purpose, because we can do more together than we can individually. But we still work individually out in this world every single day. God is there with us, and knowing that God is with us, how does that affect you? In all that you do, in all the decisions you make, is God a part of it? And some folks do get it better than others. And then some folks fall on the ways of the world and some of the unique things of the world. I think of, for example, the superstitions, how they can distract us from truth. Walk under a ladder, dangerous thing, right? Don't walk under a ladder, it's bad luck. Well, from personal testimony and truth, I can tell you, during this past week, I have walked under several ladders. The worst thing that happened to me as a result of that was I got dripped on by schlack and stain and polyurethane stuff that is hard to wash off. And if I hadn't walked on the ladder, that wouldn't happen. So does something bad happen? Well, it can. It could have been worse, too. I could have accidentally knocked over the ladder, and the person and I could have both gotten in trouble. But you know what? So what? I knocked over a ladder. I had cats cross my path, and a black cat cross my path this last week. Was I worried? Was I afraid? No, I was more concerned about the giant iguanas that could get on the road than this silly little cat. I'm more worried about a big iguana than a little black cat. For physical reasons, not superstition. Step on a crack, break your mama's back. Boy, and I told my mom, she was sitting here in early service, I said, she better be thankful for me, because I can remember being really careful at times not to, you had to mess up your stride walking to school because you couldn't step on those cracks in the sidewalk. And then you get where it's all cracked and you just pray that mom's okay when you get home. Over on that lot, there's a palm reader over there, and I just, she was renting the place. Well, unfortunately, it looks like she's been able to now drum up enough business. She's bought the place, and she's even started another branch of this superstition kind of stuff that's going on over there, tarot card readings, and people believe in these kinds of things. And they distance us from God. Reading a daily horoscope is distancing you from reality and God. You'd be better off reading a psalm. But we look at these things of the world and we get bogged down by these silly things and we make things of them that's not there. And it's amazing how God's people stray in some perhaps simple and think they're innocent ways and how it can pull us away from the Lord. A lack of faith equals a lack of trust. If we don't place all of our faith in God, where is our trust? We place trust in other things that have no basis of reality. We place trust in things that cannot save us. But in our life, if we place our faith in God, and we study His Word, and we attend the Bible studies, and we have the devotions and we have the prayers and we worship together as a body. Our trust is in the one that can help us. Our trust is there in God. And some people wonder, beyond that, how can we trust God even more? And we trust that God is going to be with us, as He said, in with and under the bread and wine of communion to forgive us, to strengthen us, to promise us life everlasting. God has said that. We have to have a faith in that and trust that that is true. In our offerings, and you notice I bring this up after we've already gathered the offerings, but that's one of those places of trust too, because how much do we trust God to provide for us when we give away from what He's given us back to God? In those tithes and offerings, are we truly trusting that He's going to provide? Are we holding enough back that we feel will provide for us and will give the leftovers to God? Are we people that are going to continue to face this world with allowing the illnesses, the difficulties, the troubles, the doubts, the distractions to pull us away from God, or allow those things to be those catalysts to bring us back to God, to focus on God? And there's nothing that amazes me more now here than actually how amazing we are. And when we're amazing, God is amazing in two different ways. Sometimes we're so amazing in our faithfulness that we can say, wow, good and faithful servant, that is awesome. What just happened? What was done is a blessing. Yay, God. And God gets the credit for these things. And we say, you know, to God be all glory. And God is so amazing that He is using us in those ways. And the other thing is when we're not following God as we should, and it's amazing that we have such a lack of faith at times in our life that we distract and distance ourselves from Christ. And God is amazing in those situations because He still loves us and still forgives us and still comes to us. And He says that His Son's life proves His compassion for us and a love that's beyond compare. So we have our daily actions that we need to follow God. We need to be that child of God that He has called us to be. From the time we wake to the moment we go to sleep. And in our prayers at night to ask God to be with us. And in our prayers in the morning to ask God to be with us. And know that He is. And then to recognize that as He's with us, that we need to do the godly things and make the godly decisions. God wants to give us that forgiveness that allows us to do greater things. To receive that, first we have to recognize our sinfulness. But then we also have to let go of that and serve the Lord. When I first saw the screen come up in early service, there's the little yellow tab up there. And I have no idea what that, I was thinking maybe this sermon got flagged for some reason. No, don't, this, you know, watch out for this sermon. Beware, you know. There are probably things that I have said in this and in every sermon that are not quite 100% the way they should be. For those faults, I take full credit. But isn't it amazing that God grants me even forgiveness and grace and brings it to you so that hopefully, no matter how I presented His message to you today, God is telling you, one, that you are amazing because you belong to Him and He created you. And two, that you can do amazing things if you have that faith in Him and continue to hold to that faith in Him. And then we could throw in a three, because three is always a good number in Christian things, that you have such an amazing God, and He's seeking to guide you throughout all of your life, not just here for an hour or two on Sundays, but every moment, every day. Let that God be amazing to you so that He can do amazing things in you and through you. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.